encrypted apps. You're under oath, guys, about any operational work whatsoever by anyone in Secret Service management outside of government emails. Why was Donald Trump walked out onto the X in the line of sight with an open threat? Did the CP command post pass that traffic to the detail? If they did, why did the detail walk him out on stage? If the CP command post did not pass that information from the detail, does that person, man or woman, still have a job and why? What did they do to mitigate the line of sight issues? What's the policy about counter sniper assets outside of driving distance from DC? I want to know and ask very specifically how many Donald Trump events. Ron Rowe, you better be prepared. Come there tomorrow and you better know how many Donald Trump detail events had CS, USS, USSS, Secret Service counter sniper detail officers, and how many didn't. And why? Were there line of sight issues there too? How'd you mitigate them? Why did we not show up to the briefing that morning? Was it because the CS team at Butler County, PA, was only authorized the counter-sniper team the day before? Where's the counter-surveillance vulnerability assessment? You guys writing this down in Congress? There's a unit called CSU, counter-surveillance unit. Was there a vulnerability assessment done? They do it at every site. Why didn't they do it at this one? Did they? Is it there? It should be on paper and email. Did that vulnerability assessment pick up this line of sight issue from this building 140 yards away? If it did, why didn't you do anything about it? Was there supposed to be a local CS team up there? If there was, why weren't they? They're saying they weren't supposed to be up there. Other people are telling me it's because of this heat thing. I don't know what's true, but you should ask. All outstanding questions, man. There's something sinister here, folks. All right, I want to move on to a couple other things, too, because this is an important news day. There's a lot going on. Folks, desperation time is kicking in now. You know, I need everybody to listen to me for a minute here. This is the most important election of our lifetime. I know you've heard that before. Scrap everything you've heard before. That's a fact. Sunday, I had to take it easy. Long story, but I wasn't feeling that great. And I was sitting on the couch, and feel good today. So I was sitting on the couch, and I decided to give a watch to Hillbilly Elegy. It's J.D. Vance's autobiography, our new vice presidential nominee for the Trump ticket. I like J.D. Vance, and I have for a long time. You're free to support whoever you like. I love J.D. Vance. I like him a lot. Don't agree with him on everything, but I don't have to. I need decent people in charge, and if I'm with you 80%, the other 20 we can negotiate on, okay? I know this guy to be a decent guy. Have you seen Hillbilly Elegy? Folks in the chat, anyone? If you haven't seen it or read the book, you can knock J.D. Vance for whatever you like, policy-wise. This guy's backstory, having dealt with a family member with addiction I recently lost, I was having a tough time with the Kleenex, if you know what I mean. And I got to tell you, I don't really care if it sounds like I got to turn in my man card. I was having a tough time with the movie. It's an amazing movie about his backstory, but it really impacted me deep. This guy has a resume like we've never seen before. United States Marine, entrepreneur, lawyer, United States Senator from Ohio, and he's only 39. What he dealt with in his past is unbelievable. Why am I saying that now? I don't need to sell him. He's the nominee. The attacks by the establishment right on J.D. Vance, right? Well, we expect this from the left, are freaking disgusting. You guys make me sick. I have an expression I say a lot on the show. Haven't said in a while, but you know it's true. It's one of my golden rules. It's that most Republicans on Capitol Hill are really Democrats, but no Democrats are really Republicans. Watch how the right-wing media handles Kamala Harris versus how the left-wing media handles J.D. Vance. The fact that establishment Republicans out there are attacking J.D. Vance, that he's weird. United States Marine, capitalist, made I mean, I'm really hurt by the whole... He's weird? You got a woman on the other side, a cackling lunatic, who you say anything about her that's true, by the way, borders are whatsoever. You've got establishment concerns. Oh, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, even though it's true. And then they lie about J.D. Vance, and it's the weirdest thing. Like, you got establishment concerns. Like, oh, maybe Trump made the wrong choice. The wrong... Are you insane? Grow a pair of motherfucking balls. You've got the best candidate you've seen in eons in the VP spot, and you're shitting on this guy because a bunch of crazily cackling Kamala supporters, you want their support because you think you want to look like the reasonable guy, and you're shitting on this guy despite everything he's done for this country? Hey, you have that JD clip at the... I know we were going to play another one next, but the clip at the... Yeah, that one on the screen. Listen to me. I want you to listen to this. And I'm asking to you out there who are the diehards, I love you. This is not directed at you. You can turn the show off. Well, don't, but you could. To the establishment shitheads attacking this guy, you're dead to me, man. You're dead to me. This is a good and decent guy. And you're ripping this guy apart over nothing. Kamala Harris, of course, loser, who's done nothing for this country in case, absent destroying it, she attacked him for his patriotism, J.D. Vance. Really? Is Kamala in the Marine Corps in Iraq? I don't see that. Here was J.D. Vance responding. This is the guy, and this is the guy we're going to battle with on that ticket. You get on the train or get run over by it. Don't fall into this leftist messaging trap. Take a look.
I saw the other day Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to this country. That's the word she used, loyalty. And it's an interesting word, simplify, loyalty. Because there is no greater sign of disloyalty to this country than what Kamala Harris has done at our southern border. And I'd like to ask the Vice President, what has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country. I built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. So my question to Kamala Harris is, what the hell have you done to question our loyalty to the United States of America?
Amen, brother. Folks, I get it, man. I get it. I understand what you're never going to get a nominee at the top or in the VP spot you're going to agree with on everything. I understand. It may shock you that I say I have been a Trump supporter and a diehard for, gosh, 8 years, 6 years now? I don't know. I mean, everybody was abandoning him for other candidates. Not this show. Go back and look. Track record speaks for itself. May surprise you. I don't agree with Donald Trump on everything. I don't. But I agree with him on a lot of things. I don't agree with JD on everything, too. Not a huge fan of Lina Khan at the FTC. But this guy is a patriot, man. And all of the right, and by right I mean wrong people, hate JD Vance. And I'm telling you, establishment hacks out there trying to dismantle this guy. You're dead to me. Don't ask to come on my show. I want nothing to do with you at all. You're as bad as Democrats. You've got the worst candidate we have ever seen without a brain disorder in Kamala Harris. And you wasted the entire weekend on some ridiculous comment about a cat from years ago that has nothing to do with anything. The country is on the brink of collapse economically, our military being hijacked by DEI lunatics. We've got our infrastructure falling apart. You've got this guy with the most amazing backstory, spent time in our military. And by the way, he rarely brags about it or talks about it, but it's a biographical fact. and we're shitting on this guy all weekend, and you got establishment GOP shit stains out there going, oh man, I don't know, maybe we should swap out the ticket. Really? For who? Who do you want back? Jeb Bush? I am so sick of these people. You have absolutely ruined our party. You've ruined it. This is what we should be focusing on. You want to see this media mashup? The Democrats, you don't see them attacking Kamala Harris anymore, do you? But they did. But they did. I'm going to show you this media mashup in a second where they told you how awful Kamala Harris was because they wanted another candidate. Here's the difference between the left and the establishment right. Not you, but the establishment right. They're not phonies. They're not. No, no. They're commies. They're not fake about it. They're straight up communists. That there's nothing fake about that. They are actual communists who are like, yeah, I said Kamala sucks a month ago, but now that she's my only path to power, now she's awesome. That's not fake. They're not fake at all. Our establishment guys are fake. I don't like J.D. Vance. They don't even know J.D. Vance. They're just pissed off their guy didn't get picked. This is what we're running against. But notice how quickly they change their minds and back their guy while we're selling out ours. Check this out.
There are reports that say that you have the lowest approval rating of any vice president.
Well, there are polls that also say I have great approval ratings.
Swing voters don't like Harris. How big a drag is Kamala Harris on the ticket?
She's a pretty big drag. I think she was arguably Biden's worst political decision.
They don't like her. There's lots of reasons they don't like her.
Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
We're hearing it from mainstream media, one outlet after another, one leak after another, that Kamala Harris is the worst vice president ever, the worst politician ever.
We don't see the vice president. What people are saying to me, and I'm sure they're saying it to you, where's the vice president? Some White House officials are feeling that she came off looking unprepared for inevitable questions about when she might visit the southern border.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
The point that Lester Holt was making was obvious to anyone else who was watching this interview, which is that the issues at the border are inextricably linked with the portfolio that she's been given.
Notice this will all be memory hold. Why? Because the establishment left is not phony or fake like the establishment right. They're not. The establishment right pretends to be conservative, lovers of liberty and prosperity and on our team. And the minute they can sell us out by attacking a guy like J.D. Vance, they do that. Because they want to look like the reasonable, sane ones to the people that hate them at the Washington Post. The left's not fake at all. The left are like, we are straight up commies. We will do anything to maintain power. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you we'll do anything. We told you Kamala sucks when we wanted her out for a better candidate. Now that we don't have a better candidate and we're stuck with the worst candidate, Kamala Harris, we're going to do a bunch of puff pieces telling you how wonderful Kamala Harris is. Evita just said it right. With enemies like that, you know, I mean, with friends like who these enemies, right? I mean, these people don't care. They are in this to win. Our guys are in this fighting some faux moral hierarchy. Well, look at me. Call out J.D. Vance. Made a comment about a cat. This is why I'm telling you, man. You better vote like you're freaking 10 points behind. I am not kidding. Because some of these people are going to sabotage us. The deep state is up to something right now. There's something sinister going on. We are only minutes away from another October surprise. You better vote and bring 10 people. This is our new, here's our hand signal. This doesn't mean I give up. It means 10. 10 people. If you're not bringing 10 people, you're not doing it right. All right, folks, I got a bolt, got the radio show coming up. Please do me a favor. Download the Rumble app. We have been blowing up. Make sure you follow Evita's show too, rumble.com/Bongino Report. I'm at rumble.com/Bongino. Please follow us on Apple and Spotify as well. We have been a top 10 show for now 2 weeks straight on Spotify, top 10, top 20 on Apple. Really appreciate it. Click that follow button. Helps us tremendously. Thank you so much for your support. See you on the radio show here on Rumble in a few minutes and back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.